You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Helia Soares, 31, driving in Attleboro, Massachusetts, when the driver in front of her randomly slams on brakes. The third time, she can't stop in time and rear ends Gladior Crescia. Helia pulls to the shoulder, calls 911, and starts taking photos. Crescia picks her up and throws her to the ground in a body slam. Cops witnessed the entire incident. Helia is rushed to the hospital.
Helia, a mom of two, suffers a broken knee, broken foot, bruised eye socket, and a traumatic brain injury. Helia recounts realizing she was on the ground and feeling an odd sensation in her face. As she rolled over, Helia's face began dripping blood. The mom now released from the hospital, considering herself lucky to be home with her children. Police initially concerned Crescia trying to commit insurance fraud, but now believe he acted out of road rage.
Crescia, 26, driving without a license, charged with assault, battery, and malicious destruction of property. Florida officers at Duval County Jail hear rumors inmates are smuggling drugs using legal paperwork. They launch an investigation and discover defense attorney Nathan Williams has been giving inmates with papers soaked in a synthetic marijuana known as paper dope or K2 for a so-called extra legal fee. Attorneys now are required to have a detention officer make copies of legal documents for inmates to prevent further paper dope smuggling. Nathan Williams, once a lawyer in good standing, now facing multiple drug trafficking charges and, of course, disbarment. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former Northeastern University employee has been sentenced to just over a year in prison for staging a bomb hoax on the Boston campus. 47-year-old Jason Duhame from San Antonio, Texas, was convicted in June of providing false information about an explosive device and lying to federal agents. In September 2022, Duhame, then the director of Northeastern's Immersive Media Lab, called 911 claiming a package had exploded, injuring his arms. His report triggered a large-scale police response, including evacuations and the deployment of the bomb squad. Authorities say Duhame fabricated the story, even presenting a letter allegedly found in the package that threatened the lab's virtual reality work and claimed ties to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and the U.S. government. Investigators later found the letter on Duhame's computer and noted inconsistencies in his injuries. Duhame's defense cited a lack of prior criminal history and personal struggles, but the court imposed a sentence of 1 year and 1 day. As natural disasters like wildfires and floods wreak havoc across the nation, a secondary threat often emerges in their wake: scammers targeting vulnerable victims. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has details on how to protect yourself and your loved ones during these trying times.
When disaster strikes, emotions run high, and scammers know it. Federal Trade Commission attorney Karina Layagun warns that impersonators often pose as utility workers or FEMA representatives to steal personal information. With wildfires devastating parts of California and claiming at least 24 lives, Layagun urges survivors to stay vigilant. One red flag? Requests to verify information. Layagun advises asking why the information is needed and contacting the agency directly. FEMA, for instance, never charges fees for aid applications, and anyone asking for upfront payments to expedite relief should be reported immediately. Contractor fraud is another concern. Experts recommend checking online reviews, confirming licenses, and searching for complaints before hiring. The FTC says scams and identity theft surged in 2023, with nearly 6.5 million cases reported. Signs your identity might be compromised include unexpected bills, loan denials, or missing mail. If you suspect theft, report it immediately to identitytheft.gov and request fraud alerts or credit freezes from major credit bureaus. To prevent future issues, secure personal information, collect your mail daily, protect your social security card, and never share sensitive details over the phone or online with unknown parties. Tax and medical identity theft are also growing threats, especially during Medicare enrollment and tax season. Remaining cautious can help stop fraudsters from adding to the stress of disaster recovery.
Scammers thrive on chaos, but staying informed and alert can help you stay safe. For more information on protecting yourself from fraud, visit identitytheft.gov.
While Kimberly Abercrombie's husband deployed, her mom comes to her Brooksville, Kentucky home to help out with her little boy. Kimberly leaves home early afternoon to run errands. When she hasn't returned by 9 p.m., mom concerned. Kimberly's car found abandoned at a park 20 minutes from home. Her wallet and clothes inside the car. Keys and phone missing. Kimberly's bank and social media not touched. Foul play suspected. Kimberly Abercrombie, 5'6", 110 pounds, pixie cut brown hair, brown eyes, butterfly tattoo, left ankle, Chinese lettering, abdomen, heart with music note on shoulder, fairy on back. If you have info on Kimberly Abercrombie, please contact Kentucky State Police, 859-428-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.